Another large windstorm is moving toward Anchorage and surrounding areas. The storm is across the southern Bering Sea currently, but is expected to hit south-central Alaska and particularly Anchorage late Saturday night. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Hopkins says the storm will mainly hit three areas of the city, starting with the upper hillside.
We're looking at gusts up to 100 miles an hour along the upper hillside, beginning sometime around midnight on Saturday night. And those strongest winds should continue for about 12 hours up there. And then after the front passes around noontime or 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, those winds should drop down to, you know, about the gust to 80 mile an hour range. And those should persist for another 8 or 10 hours and begin to diminish sometime on Sunday night.
Hopkins says strong winds will affect the lower hillside and East Anchorage. Gusts could reach 70 miles an hour or higher. Those winds could begin Sunday morning and persist until early afternoon, with 45 mile an hour gusts forecast out until midnight Sunday. The third area to be hit will be West Anchorage and downtown.
By noontime, we expect them to be fairly strong, maybe gusting to 50, maybe 60 miles an hour, which is pretty good for West Anchorage. And that should be noontime Sunday to about midnight on Sunday.
Strong winds may hit the Mat-Su Valley, possibly up to 70 miles per hour gusts. And there may be strong winds on the Kenai, but the strongest winds are predicted for Anchorage. There is also heavy participation anticipated for the eastern Kenai Peninsula, North Gulf Coast, Valdez, Cordova, and Whittier. Scott Lindsay is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service River Forecast Office.
The amounts that we're seeing right now from Saturday to Sunday night, 24-hour period, are widespread 4 to 7 inches and bullseyes of 9-plus inches.
There is concern for urban streams in Seward, Valdez, and Cordova reaching bank-full levels or possibly over stream banks.